It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Or if you're listening on the web, it could be any time at all. This is Murrawarne Musings with Sally Forrester. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me in.
Murrawarne, if you just came from Mars, is the neighbourhood house here in Apollo Bay.
Yep. We're located on Pengilly Avenue, so just near the school and just next door to the gym.
And you've had a doubling of your population.
Oh, did you hear my brain just stop and click over then? Sorry, Bob. Yes. We have the delightful Anna in the office helping us out.
That's terrific.
For another 6 months, which is great.
Absolutely. And you don't need to hang the flag out anymore.
No, that's just me forgetting. I really do need to start putting the flag out. Thanks for reminding me there. But no, Anna and I are in the office 4 days a week, so Monday through to Thursday. Mm-hmm. And Anna's role has been employed by Otway Health, and her position name is Community Partnerships Officer.
Okay.
So she and I are working together on the Fire Ready project, so that's turned out to be quite a big project, so I'm really excited to have Anna on board with that. And then she has some other projects she's doing as well.
Well, we might convince her to come in and chat about what all
I reckon
is.
We could talk her around. I reckon let's just let her get a work plan in. Order, settle her in. Let's not freak her out too early. I do want to keep her.
Feet under the desk. Yeah. So Fire Ready. It's cool. It's damp. You know.
I know.
The only fire we're thinking about is the one that we're gonna chop wood up for and lighten the.
I know, it's perfect. It's perfect time for us as a community to have these conversations and start getting ready. Mm. Not that, you know, it was funny. When I was walking down here, I was talking to Shelley saying, I hope we do all this work and we never, ever have to use it. But if we do have to use it, then as a community, we've had the conversations beforehand and we've all looked at our plans and our area and we understand our area and our weather a little bit better. And then hopefully, that really the aim of this project is so that we all get out of the way of the CFA if they are ever required, you know, on that scale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we know how to be useful to ourselves.
And I really am getting over the word resilient, but I can't, if I could find another word. But it is about that. It's about looking after yourself, looking after your family and looking after your next door neighbour and knowing your area and knowing, I suppose, what will be available to you in the event of a bushfire, whatever different scale it might be. It might be a threat or an actual impact.
So this education program, information session, rolling workshop, how's it all going to work?
Lots of stuff. So I'll start from the start.
Because good idea. Good place
that,
to
that
begin.
Might be a good place to start my story. So last year, when Shelley was working with the Collacott-Way Shire in a community development role, she started working quite closely with the CFA, helping them with some community development because our CFA, our brigade, they're all volunteers and they're all ops. So we need them in the trucks. And I was involved in a couple of those meetings and I just kept on looking at these guys and girls thinking, as a community, how can we best support you? How can we support you to do the job that will save our lives and our houses and you're not being paid for? So luckily, in my role at the Neighbourhood House, it's all about community development and strengthening our community. So we can take that in whichever way we choose, whichever direction we choose to do it. So following on from those meetings that Shelley organised last year, where there was probably about 80 or so
community
members, and their concerns were all very similar. They were, you know, I live in the hills, I live in Skeens Creek. How am I going to get into town? What's going to happen when I'm in town? So from those conversations, I was able to put an application in and we got funding from the Lord Mayor's Charitable Foundation to do two things. Firstly, support our brigade to further develop their operational plan. They've got one. But just to really kind of tighten it up for them. So that will help them. Secondly, the second part of the funding is to work with community and community organisations so we all have a better understanding of what we could expect in fire, what we can do to prepare and really look at our community assets and have a think about how they work together. What do we need, for example, to have a radio hookup from the hospital through to the Surf Life Saving Club? Where is our place of last resort? What could we expect when we're there? How can we best prepare?
Who's got the VHF radios? Are they charged up?
Yeah, all those kind of things. You know, where could we, if we've got a lot of people coming in that need to put water for their pets? Like, where do we? How do we help them? You know, it's a very big rolling project, and we're all learning as we're going. And it's a year's project, so you know, by the end of the year, we'll have two reports: one being the ops plan and one being the community plan. And they will give us some really good structure about about what we have in this town and maybe what we need to invest in. So we have a really clever guy helping us out. His name's Jamie McKenzie. So he was from the CFA. He now has his own business, consulting business in terms of resilience. There's that word again, in community and strengthening understanding around fire. He just finished up a project in Anglesey called Survive and Thrive. So that was about working with the school. So the kids really get a good understanding about fire behaviour. And then they can express that to their families and their friends. So his approach for that project was starting with the school, and then they were like the information.
So he spoke at that initial meeting we had.
And I
must say I was very, very impressed with the with what he had to say and the way that he shared his information and the understanding. I mean, I'm sure everyone left with a really clear understanding of what, you know, broadly might occur in the first hour or four hours once if there's a fire on the hill, the kinds of responses that that were appropriate and the things that would get in your way. I think it was really good, so I'm glad he's coming back. That's good.
Yeah, and I was really impressed with his messaging in terms of it's empowering people to understand, not freaking them out. So I actually left that meeting as well going, oh, okay, cool, yeah, I understand a bit more and I'm not so freaked out. So, we've got him doing those dual roles and we've got him for the end of the year. So we are... where he is at the moment is he's working with our brigade looking at their ops plan. We can't really do much about the community plan until we get that one nutted out. We don't want to put chickens before eggs or vice versa.
Yeah, because the one follows the other. It's not...
So he's working on that. He's hit the ground running. So I have full faith that we'll get that report in maybe a month or two. I don't know, time frame, but it'll be soon. And in the meantime, Anna and I have put on a series of sessions entitled Understanding Bushfire in Your Area, What's the Real Risk?
Okay.
Very large, lofty title. but we've separated, we've looked at the maps that the CFA use, and with Jamie we've separated the town into different sections. So we're putting on information sessions for the Apollo Bay Township and separate information sessions for the area of Skeens Creek, Petticoat Wild Dog and Sunnyside. So that's one lot. And the other lot is Marengo, Barham River Road and Kalala Road.
Okay.
So these sessions are all at on the last two Sundays of March. There's more information on the Marawarn website. But we are running one in the morning and one in the afternoon. So you'll just have to go check on the website and see which one you should log in, you should book yourself into. There's information on Facebook and in the news sheet as well. The idea of these bushfires is to build on the traditional information that the CFA would normally give you. So this is the CFA, like the Victorian,
not the handouts we all get and the stuff, we all get.
So that's fabulous information for personal organisation and your family plan and looking at your property. But this information is specifically looking at the areas, these three different areas, and giving people information and the tools so they can work with. There's a couple of different apps and something called the MacArthur Forest Fire Danger Index.
Okay.
So it's teaching people to look at the weather, look at the wind, have a feel of the moisture on the ground and be able to give themselves more information for their area. He'll be able to talk a little bit as well about the different challenges that occur in Skeens Creek, Petticoat, those kind of areas, as well as Marengo, Barham and Kalala, because they've got very...
Different geography, different access issues.
It's a bit same, but different, but it is. And then similarly, the Apollo Bay Township has different challenges. So from all the information that we gathered last year and the early this year, we worked out that the most pressing issue for people is, what about my area? What about my strip? What about my challenges?
surprise.
Yeah, and they are quite, we can group them, but we can also address them. So it is broader information and more information than you would normally get otherwise.
Yeah. So I guess it's, what do I do when this happens? And how do I know? So it's first of all, how do I know what's happening?
Yep.
And then what do I do when that thing happens, whether it's a medium red, well done, whatever.
Talking about those triggers and understanding the bushfire and how the fire ratings are calculated.
Yep.
And then he's going to try and dispel some of those myths about bushfire. It's about empowering everyone to, be organised.
And you can't over-prepare for this stuff, really.
No.
You can just you practice it and then God forbid the day comes that it happens, then you just move into the action that you need to take.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yes, hopefully. Yeah. So we'll keep on going with these sessions throughout the year. Yep. We've got a couple of other ones in the pipeline. We're working on one that is specifically for families. So, if you've got young kids, that can actually be really challenging to get them in the right headspace.
Sure.
To be prepared. So we'll talk about that. We've got another one in the pipeline, which is talking about landscape design around your house for, a fireproofed landscape. So we've got a landscape designer coming down for that. So we'll have some really broad conversations and I hope some really interesting topics above and beyond,
Sounds good. And it occurs to me that we probably should be recording and podcasting.
Absolutely.
At least the main event of this stuff, so that people can access it and listen back to it and that sort of stuff.
I think that would be a wonderful idea. And there's definitely a role for the radio station in all of this.
And depending on when it is and how our technology is running, we're 3/4 of the way to being outside broadcast equipped. So
congratulations.
Because
if you cast your mind back to the Christmas Day bushfires and the role that the radio station played, it was vital. You recorded those sessions and we could, if you weren't able to make the session, you could listen.
You could listen in.
And also if you forgot something. So we would, in our family, we would go and listen again because we couldn't quite remember.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
So
And that's overwhelmingly... the figure escapes me, but it was in the thousands, the biggest downloaded podcast that we ever did. And it was Brian Dwyer holding his iPhone to the speaker and phoning it into the station.
Excellent.
So the technology wasn't great, but it just proves that it's all about the content.
But that's what we can do as a small community.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have the power to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I just think we need a little bit of coordination.
What is marijuana? As long as the power is on, that's the other.
That's your. That's true.
Well, it is one of my favourite hobby horses. But
again, they're conversations that we'll be dragging out through the year.
And as a community, we need to actually solve that. Resolve that issue.
Yep.
This is 3ABR. We might play some music, seeing as my clumsy finger hit the wrong button. And we'll come back and talk some more in Murrawarne Musings with Sally Forrester on 3ABR. How long is a piece of string?
Huh?
Well, it's a place for community groups to meet.
A community house.
A place to learn new skills.
Ah, a classroom then.
A place to use the computer and print.
It's an office then.
A place to find all the healthy living resources you need.
Ah, a healthy living information hub.
And a place where you can make things happen.
Ah, it's an incubator.
Murrawarne, whatever else you call it, it's yours to use however suits you best.
Drop in to 6 Pengilly Avenue and say g'day. Murrawarne Community House, Station Spot. Otway Health is your local health and community services provider in Apollo Bay.
They offer expert quality care in their urgent care unit, in-home support, community health and wellbeing programs, residential care and allied health services performed by their professional and friendly staff.
The urgent care unit operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Visit the website at otwayhealth.org.au for more information or phone 5237 8500.
Don't forget to tune in to hear the Otway Health Check on 3ABR, Tuesday mornings every fortnight between 11 and 11.30am.
Otway Health, providing round-the-clock quality expert care.
Proud sponsor of 3ABR.
If your car is sick, Apollo Bay Auto Care will give it a fix. But if you want to keep it running well and reduce the chances of breakdowns, phone and book ahead for a regular service and check. And if there's something you think that just needs a little look, call ahead and book Apollo Bay Auto Care in Oak Street. No matter what the make or model, they really do give a...
Honk, 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 honk. Apollo Bay Auto Care, one of many great sponsors on this radio station. And we're very delighted at the support we have. And we have a new sponsor coming in, the Bendigo Bank.
Oh,
so that's pretty exciting. We're here at Murrawarne Musings with Sally Forrester talking about fire in particular and neighbourhood houses in general. And we're up to... So there's major work being done to prepare this community for... What I'm almost choked on what some people think is the inevitable event of a fire, but we need to be ready whether it's coming or not.
It's the main umbrella of this is for bushfire, but all the learnings can apply for when the power goes out, when the trees are down on the roads and we can't get in or out in one particular direction. There's been a number of smaller events that have tested this community. We've had bus crashes. A lot of these learnings can apply to a lot of different scenarios. So it's just in summer.
No.
In winter as well.
Absolutely.
But I think I need to kind of backtrack a bit and talk about workshops a little bit more and give some people some dates and maybe where they can book. Yep. So all of these workshops coming up, and this is the Understanding Bushfire in Your Area, will be held at Murrawarne. We have two Sundays. So Sunday the 22nd, we have the Apollo Bay Township in the morning from 10 to 1. And then in the afternoon from 2 till 5, it's Skeins Creek Petticoat Wild Dog Sunnyside. 22nd of March.
Okay.
So you book through Try Booking. These are all free events because we have the wonderful funding. But you do need to book. So we've got 20 places for each of these sessions.
Okay.
If we need to, we will absolutely run more. It's just that the larger groups, we want to make sure everyone has the opportunity to ask their questions, say their piece. So that's the first weekend. The second weekend is Sunday the 29th of March. So the morning session from 10 is Marengo Barram Kalala, and then the afternoon session from 2 till 5 is the Apollo Bay Township. All these events are catered for, so you'll
get a sandwich and a cup of tea.
That always helps to keep us focused.
Absolutely.
So the only other information about that is to bring your own smartphone, because we will be downloading the apps, so not the Fire Ready app, although we hope you all have that. It's the FDI Fire Danger Indicator app.
Okay.
And you'll be taught how to learn that properly, and the MacArthur Forest Fire Danger app.
Okay.
So again, you'll be taught how to use
that. So don't miss out. And so for Skeins Creek and in town, at Marengo Way is coming later. The dates are March...
I'll just repeat these ones to keep them clear.
Okay. Sunday, 22nd of March.
In the morning, it's the Apollo Bay Township. In the afternoon, it's Skeins, Petticoat, Wild Dog, Sunnyside as one group. So Sunday, the 29th of March, in the morning, is Marengo, Barram, Kalala.
I wasn't paying attention. That's the bit I missed. The
29th,
and that's the bit that's important because that's where I live.
Focus.
Yep.
And then on the 29th of March, in the afternoon, 2 till 5, is Apollo Bay Township.
Okay. And that'll all be on the Murrawarne Facebook page.
We have Fire Ready Apollo Bay has its own Facebook
page.
I do share it onto community news, but you get the information directly through that. Contact myself or Anna at the Murrawarne office on 5237 8590. Get yourself on the emailing list, because all this information then comes straight to your inbox and you'll get a bit of preference in terms of that information first. Also, please contact us if you have any specific information that you would like to have addressed. You know, this is a community engagement program. Yep. So if you have a bright idea, give us a call or shoot us an email.
Yep.
And we're really, we want to hear this stuff. So we've got a big survey coming out. Not big, it'll only take 3 minutes, but big in terms that it's taken us a while to. So big for the funding and also to make this project as relevant as possible. We need to collect a bit of data. So that data is around, you know, where you live, it's anonymous. What's your understanding? What's your fear? What information would you like? And then we can collate that and really try to drive the information to what people need. So that survey will be going out. There's a bit of a enticement. There's a winner fire ready pack. So we've got some a battery bank, a massive battery bank. We've got this really cute radio, so it's an AM FM radio, but it's torch and it's one of those fancy ones. I love it. And a first aid kit, so you can chuck it in the back of your car. So a bit of enticement, but we need your help. An incentive. And we do need everyone's help with that data.
Cool. Thank you very much. So that's the most of what you wanted to talk about today, I guess.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a quick update too of the seniors hall reno, because that's the question I get asked most when I walk down the street.
What are you doing to my senior citizens hall? I mean, it's very different now.
Well, it's a bit same but different. We haven't done anything to the structure of it. But geez, it's coming up a treat. It's looking beautiful. So I'll just give you a quick recap. All the windows in the main hall that were timber and rotted out have been replaced with aluminium and double glazing.
It sounds and feels a whole lot better. It does. That alone.
And the dust that's just been removed from that years and years of community groups and lots of love and fun happened there, but just a bit of a spruce for the old hall. The kitchen has been redone. There is a little bit of work that needs to be in terms of a bit of painting, just neaten it up around the edges, but that's essentially been done. We have improved storage facilities, so we've got some cupboards that we've put in and that's lockable for the specific groups that work there and use there. And the big one that's happening at the moment is the toilets are all being refurbished. Yep. So there's some structural changes in terms of walls, but then we'll have an all-abilities toilet, we'll have baby change tables.
Fantastic.
We'll have actual toilets that are on the right height. So all of this is just going to, you know, get that hall going for the next...
Absolutely.
20 years.
Then chuck in a movie screen and, and a few comfy chairs. And
Well, we've got the comfy chairs and the multimedia equipment is looking at the end of April.
Okay.
Start of March. So for winter, we'll be able to watch our movies.
Coming. And you won't have to rug up because it'll be warm and double glazed.
Yeah, we've got the split system in now. Yeah. So yeah, you're right. Mm. It is going to be amazing. So must shout out to the Shire because they've and it is
very
their building.
Helpful. Yeah.
We got some Pick My Project funding and then the Shire have contributed as well because they've looked at that as an opportunity to really just fix this hall up.
Sure.
And then,
it's good. It's good. And the Shire, to their credit, do respond, especially around specific things that you've found some money to do and there's good community impetus to get on with.
Yeah.
Invariably, in my short experience, the Shire do respond in the positive, you know, in some way or other. The kitchen, it's a commercial kitchen now, is it or not?
Yes.
It is?
Yes,
Once you do the last little bits. Yeah. Yep. So that means that if I want to do a batch of jams and, you know, either for myself or that I can rent the kitchen and label them appropriately. And that's fantastic, isn't it? Yeah.
So there is a user group committee. So the main users of the hall have formed a committee.
Yep.
The hall is still owned and managed by the Shire.
Mm.
But the committee and the Shire will be working together to get a business plan made up for the hall. So... so that community groups can use it and that is still affordable and no one's getting will be charged anything that they can't afford, so everyone can use the hall. But if you're a larger commercial organisation, you do need to contribute some funds to the ongoing maintenance of the hall, because I think that's where we fell short.
Yeah.
So anything larger, we need to set our fees and charges for that.
Yeah.
But volunteer and community groups, you know, it's their hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So will there be a nominal rent or...?
We have to sit down as a group. Yeah, we've got a facilitator, whew, get the words out, Sally, coming to help us look at that model of how we can do it. Because part of the Pick My Project funding, we've got solar and a battery backup.
Yep.
So, you know, the power bill's now dropped and gone. And we don't have to pay, because it's a grant, we don't have to pay back the solar insulation. Yeah. So that's all sorted. So we've got those positive things.
I just wonder whether, particularly in, because we live in a society where we use money, that's what we do, that, you know, when you get nothing, when you get something for nothing, it just, maybe it just changes the way you think about it. And if it's, if there's a modest fee, then you value it differently. I don't know. It'd be interesting to test that, but I don't want to carry on about that. I just want to make it clear that
groups that are now using the hall that are volunteer run, we will support them to stay in the hall.
Okay. That's very important. Yes.
That is really important. That's the message that I want to go out.
That's continuing a tradition. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And they're important to us here in Apollo Bay, or anywhere, really.
Exactly.
There you go. Murrawarn, your neighbourhood house. If I want to book a room, I can. I can book it, you know, just
Well, there's a couple of ways. You can call directly to Murrawarn, 5237 8590, or you can call Otway Health, 5237 8500.
Okay.
So,
and some of the rooms have screens and presentation devices.
Yes, we've got two screens, and we've got free Wi-Fi throughout the building. We've got larger meeting room in the back that seats about 18. And a breakout space as well.
Very, very comfortable, and nice little kitchen in there for a cup of tea and a biscuit or whatever.
And always some milk there to help you out.
I think we've done very well.
All right, Bob?
It's 10:30.
Well done.
Started just about on time, ended on time. That's just the first ingredients of success, isn't it? This has been Murrawarn Musings. You might be listening to the podcast, or you might have just listened to this live. Either way, congratulations, you're a winner. If you didn't hear it, too bad. This is 3ABR.